good afternoon to you, Ted.
Yeah, Rick, just checking in here. So DD20G mobile unit that we worked on over there, we have a warranty replacement being sent from Amazon under the warranty replacement. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. They said to go ahead and keep the current one that I currently have now. So just thought I'd give you an FYI on that and let you know what's going on. WSBM 993.
Well, that's cool of them to do that. Yeah, good deal on that. That way you'll have a backup, too. Like you said, I don't know if it's in the microphone or if it's in the radio, but it's definitely somewhere, because the reset obviously didn't work.
Roger that. So what we'll do when we get the new one, we'll plug in the microphone from the new DB20 into the one that I got now, play around with it, see if it does it. If it does it, if it does act up, then we know it obviously is the microphone. If it doesn't, then I guess, what I'm saying is if it may or may not be the microphone, like you said, it could be in the radio, but I'll plug the new microphone in and see if it does it, and then go from there, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's a good plan. And then if it does do it, then, we know it's the radio, and we'll just have to throw, I've still got the code plug for that on my computer, so all you gotta do is bring it over, and all I gotta do is just copy it into it. It'll just take a minute. But yeah, that's a good plan. That way you can kind of narrow it down before you actually move on to just using the new one.
Roger that, yeah, because if it is the microphone, I can, like you said, always get a new microphone for the one that I got now and just get a, you know, have an extra mic or whatever, you know, and go that way, you know, and that for sure.
Well, yeah, then you can use the new one or the old one, whichever, for a base station. I mean, you've got the power supply for it, so you can use that for a base station at home.
I mean, that, plus I still have the DB25. So, yeah, wow. Definitely.
Yeah, but unfortunately that DB25 sounds like crap. I don't know what it is with those radios, but they're not good radios. But, I mean, it was better when it was standing still, so maybe it would be okay as a base.
Actually, when I was using it in the house, there was no, you know, weird noises or, you know, interference noise coming in. When I used it in the car, it just made that interference noise, you know, that whining noise and that fun noise. But when I use it in the house, no issues.